exciting stuff happening over at the Abraham Lincoln Capital Airport today, tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday. I'm going to do what I can to get out there and get a bit of a preview of this. But joining us right now from the local EAA chapter for Springfield is John Sauls. And it is Fly the Ford Tri-Motor. John, thanks for taking time with us this morning. We talked a couple of weeks ago, but it is here.
It is here. It arrived Monday, safe and sound.
So what is the Ford Tri-Motor, and why is this so significant being in Springfield?
Well, it literally is the first commercially successful airliner ever built. Henry Ford took over production. This particular airplane flew in December of 1928, and it is what led people to finally be comfortable enough to fly in airliners, because of course in those days you had all the old barnstormers and stuff, and people were crashing airplanes left and right, and obviously people were a little reluctant to get in an airplane. So they went from a four-day trip to take a train across the country and cut it in two days, and this particular airplane is one of those that made that first flight. So it's an amazing piece of history. It's been fully restored. It's a great looking airplane, but it still, of course, has all the technology that that it was built with.
That's pretty incredible. Because we think now, it took me like 6 hours to go from Chicago to Iceland, right? But this was the first commercial aircraft. But you're saying it took 2 days to get from New York to California?
Right. It used to be a four-day train trip, and they took it. They made it so that people could get on a train and sleep in a berth over the evening hours and nighttime from New York to Columbus, Ohio. Then they got on the Ford Tri-Motor, and Charles Lindbergh mapped out this pathway for them, by the way. But then they would fly for the day, get on another train that night, take it overnight again, sleeping in the berth, and then get on the tri-motor again the next day and end up in California. So they took it from a 4 to 2 day trip. So it was big news in the day in 1929.
And something I think people are going to be able to experience themselves. We're talking with John Sauls. He is with the local EAA chapter in Springfield. They have a bunch of programs they do. We'll talk a little bit about some of the programs they have for youth. But let's tell people, John, how they can take part in this unique experience to fly a piece of history.
Well, we encourage you to go out to our website, flytheford.org, and you can find more information about the aircraft itself and the history of the machine, as well as ticket information. It appears, I just checked the website before, that they are still doing the discounted in advance rate for $80. After today, it'll be $85 for walk-up. And youth are always going to be either in advance or at the gate will be $55. So we encourage people to bring their kids out. It does make, in case you haven't gotten a Father's Day present yet, it makes a great Father's Day present. And if you didn't do a real good job on the Mother's Day gift, you could maybe make up and still get Mom a pretty cool present for Mother's Day.
Absolutely. And again, this is the Ford Tri-Motor. You can, of course, do a Google search and find what this looks like. And this was the first commercial airliner that that people were comfortable getting into, and kind of helped us get to where we are right now with commercial airliners. And John Sauls with the local EAA chapter with us. John, we'll talk again just briefly on when this is available, but talk about the programs you have for young eagles.
Well, that's one of our youth outreach programs. We have opportunity every couple times a year, and we'll be setting the date. We'll announce it at the Ford Tri-Motor when our next Young Eagle Rally will be. It'll be this fall sometime. But we take kids for airplane rides from 8 through 17 years of age for free. It's a great program. We've had thousands. I think I read 38,000 commercial pilots today have found and were inspired by their Young Eagle flight over the last 30 years. This year is our 30th anniversary. We've flown over 2.25 million kids in the program since it started. We really slowed down, of course, over COVID, but we're picking things back up again this year. And this being our 30th anniversary, we're really excited about it.
Very cool stuff. And you can find out more about the Young Eagles program by going this weekend and checking out John and the EAA chapter here locally. And also get your chance to fly the Ford Tri-Motor. Trimotor. John, let's get the details one more time here. They need to register in advance?
They do not have to. They just can save $5 for the adult price if you get signed up before the end of the day today. In fact, they may change that at noon. Right now, it still is giving you the advanced pricing. However, it'll go to $85 for adults for walk-up. And we don't schedule flights. You just buy a ticket for the day, whatever day you want to come out. And when we get enough people to take off, we take off. And traditionally in Springfield, it's been we fill the chairs. By the time the plane lands, they take off again. So it's a nice, comfortable pace. We're not rushed, but we, you know, in the past, again, I've rarely had to wait for more than a few minutes to get on the plane. And
so what's the flight ultimately do? Does it just kind of fly over Springfield? And
yeah, they'll take off. More than likely we'll be using runway 3 run, which is right there by the FBO Stellar Aviation. And you'll see the plane take off, or if you're in it, you'll take off, circle around the west side of Springfield, out around the lake and over the east side of town. So you'll get to see, you know, pretty much the whole city. You'll recognize the Capitol and the Wyndham and stuff like that without
That's
a
great.
Doubt. But it's a beautiful view. We're expecting great weather other than Saturday right now, it sounds like. It'll be a little warm today, but Sunday should be beautiful. So if Saturday doesn't pan out, unfortunately, if the forecast they got holds true, Saturday could be a little bit of a washout because we, of course, don't fly this thing. When the winds are too rough, it's uncomfortable for the passengers. So those things, obviously, be cognizant of that when you come on out. But otherwise, if the weather's good, come on out and we'll get you on board.
So again, it is starting today at 2 out at the Abraham Lincoln Capital Airport. Which terminal should they go to?
Stellar Aviation. We'll have some signs up. But basically, if you look for the Stellar Aviation FBO, you may go in the main airport entrance and you don't take the very first left, but the second left. Again, there's a big sign there and we'll have more additional signage at that point to direct people.
So again, starts today at 2. What are the times? Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 9 to 5 every day.
Fantastic. John Sauls, he is with the local EAA chapter. Greatly appreciate you taking the time with us this morning.
Thank you, Greg. Appreciate
Absolutely.
It.
And I may see you at about 2 o'clock this afternoon.
That's the plan.
All right. It's now 8:33. Thanks for hanging out, and we've got